Have you noticed that as soon as one traditional moral boundary falls, then another moral standard is touted as a dreadful oppression upon humanity that must be banished in the name of free expression? Hi, I'm Rex Rogers, and this is episode number 138 of Discerning What Is Best, a podcast applying unchanging biblical principles in a rapidly changing world and a Christian worldview to current issues in everyday life. I entitled this podcast Satan's Next Frontier, meaning that the devil is continually working his plan to counter God and creation, Christ and the gospel, and a biblically Christian worldview in general. So what might be his next frontier? Not so long ago, when same-sex marriage was not yet legal in the United States, that is nationally pre-2015, when the Supreme Court of the United States in Obergefell v. Hodges ruled that the fundamental right to marry is guaranteed to same-sex couples, there were people who observed at that time, and I was one of them, that as soon as same-sex marriage was legalized, transgenderism would be next. The idea that trans people should be extended not only basic civil liberties as U.S. citizens, but now special civil rights, literally took off after the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage. Gender identity, sex on birth certificates and medical documents or passports, gender as determined by children's social inclinations, not biology or parents or even doctors. Transgender access to bathrooms and locker rooms in women's sports, pronoun madness, gender identity in hiring as in Bostock versus Clayton County, gender non-binary military policy, a wholesale revolution qua propagandistic indoctrination in public school sex education, sex change or what are now called gender-affirming hormone and surgical procedures, attacks on womanhood or femininity, arguing children are a threat to female self-actualization. Attacks on manhood or masculinity, arguing men can menstruate, get pregnant, breastfeed. Do I need to go on? Transgender activism has worked a moral and social coup upon American culture. And trans activists know their argument can only succeed via the wholesale rejection of Christian teaching that men and women are made in the image of God and are intrinsically different from one another with unique purposes in creation, the family, and the will of God. Yet for all its irrationality, transgenderism is winning. So if transgenderism, from Bruce Call Me Caitlyn Jenner to the latest celebrity to come out as non-binary, if then trans is largely accepted, what's next? What is Satan's next moral frontier? I suggest there are three possibilities, not necessarily in this order: euthanasia, polyamory, and pedophilia. Euthanasia. Euthanasia refers to deliberately ending someone's life, usually to relieve suffering. Doctors sometimes perform euthanasia when it's requested by people who have a terminal illness and are in a lot of pain. In the United States, physician-assisted suicide is legal now in Washington, Oregon, California, Colorado, Montana, Vermont, Washington, D.C., and Hawaii. Somewhat different from euthanasia is assisted suicide, alternately referred to as medical aid in dying or MAID, M-A-I-D. It means a procedure in which people take medication to end their own lives with the help of others, usually medical professionals. Euthanasia in its voluntary form, MAID, is widely practiced in the nation of Canada. Euthanasia, in one of its permutations, is perhaps the most likely next frontier to be embraced, and soon, in the United States, where it already has adherents and some states have legalized forms of the practice. As quote-unquote quality of life continues to be redefined in terms of personal self-expression, and as people live longer into declining years, euthanasia will become more accepted. Number two, polyamory. Consensual polyamory, having more than one sexual or emotional relationship at once, has become increasingly common in many countries in recent years. Now, today, there are a number of television shows and video games that have included the lifestyle in their plots, while mainstream dating sites and apps, including OkCupid, Tinder, and Hinge, now allow users to specify this type of relationship in their profiles. 51% of adults younger than 30 told Pew Research in 2023 that open marriage was acceptable, and 20% of all Americans report experimenting with some form of non-monogamy. The likelihood polyamory will become more common is very high, as is the legalization of this form of marriage or family or social unit in local, state, and federal laws. Morality as defined in the scripture, sexuality expressed in monogamous lifelong marriage, will be dismissed as archaic and limiting. And number three, pedophilia. Pedophilia is also being presented in a positive light now. Really? Sex with minors? With children? Yes, sad to say it's so. Now, on November 8, 2022, Old Dominion University sociology and criminology professor Alan Walker gave an interview in which he asserted the need to destigmatize pedophiles by redefining them as minor attracted persons, MAPs, minor attracted persons. Walker advocates for the inclusion of minor attracted persons as part of the larger LGBTQ community by approaching attraction to minors as an orientation and stating that the fact of children's inability to consent to sex is irrelevant to the application of the term sexual orientation towards attraction to minors. Academia's ideological consensus has already shifted toward acceptance of pedophilia. K-12 schools already allow for the depiction of child sexuality under the guise of equity, despite a considerable resistance from parents. Meanwhile, the left, as usual, promoting and protecting the worst forms of human attitudes and behaviors, is now accusing anyone who raises concerns about pedophilia to be nothing more than the new Red Scare, a new conspiracy among conservatives. Now, pedophilia is yet, we hope, a less likely moral change on the horizon than euthanasia or polyamory. But pedophilia is already practiced in rampant kiddie pornography, child sex trafficking and abuse in the United States, and also now in avant-garde sexual liberation circles. And it is being promoted as somehow not psychologically damaging to children and in some weird way good for them. If abortion can be embraced as a human right, and if sexual identity is now considered the highest level of human expression, then is it too much to believe that normalization of pedophilia is far behind? The problem with each of these trends is that none of them, euthanasia, polyamory, pedophilia, align with the values of biblical Christianity, which one could suggest is exactly why they may be Satan's next frontier of moral change. God forbid. Well, we'll see you again soon. This podcast is about discerning what is best. If you find this thought-provoking and helpful, follow us on your favorite podcast platform and download an episode for your friends. And for more Christian commentary, check my website, REXM as in Martin. That's RexMRogers.com. And remember, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm.